Alexa. Play your cards right, Muntu Anji, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Salido, boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. ERB approves new Zesco tariffs effective today. DC arrests 2 Zambians in suspected gold scam as 4 others are jailed for counterfeit $230,000. And in global news, Tanzania president re-elected as hundreds feared dead in unrest. Good afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM News. The Energy Regulation Board, ERB, has announced an end to Zesco's emergency electricity tariffs effective today, November 1, 2025. ERB Board Chairperson James Banda says that this means Zesco will go back to normal electricity prices under the multi-year tariff framework starting 1st November 2025. In a statement, Mr. Banda says the change will help bring back stable and predictable electricity charges after the emergency period that was used during the power shortage. He has also disclosed that the board has rejected Zesco's plan to charge different prices for people in different areas, deeming it unfair. Mr. Banda has observed that the need for Zesco to find a better way to identify low-income customers who need cheaper electricity, adding that the ERB has kept the price of the first 200 units of power the same to protect poor households from higher bills. The new tariffs will remain in effect until October 31, 2026. The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC, in Lusaka has jointly charged and arrested Douglas Njovu of Katuba area in Chibombo district in his capacity as director of a named company and Archie Duncan Matriboy, a resident of Rhodesburg, in connection with a case involving suspected gold worth $224,000. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has disclosed that it is alleged that the duo was involved in a transaction where the victim was to be supplied with 30 kilograms of gold valued at $224,000. Mr. Tamba, however, says the suspects later allegedly informed the victim that the gold sold got lost while in transit, and that during investigations, the commission seized one Toyota Arion and one Toyota Camry motor vehicles, which are reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime. He says the duo is also linked to another matter related to suspected gold, which is currently under investigation, where the commission has seized 72 bars of suspected gold, 5 crystals suspected to be diamonds, 1 Ford Ranger, 1 Toyota Mark X, and 2 Toyota Arion motor vehicles. Mr. Tamba explains that in this particular matter, the duo was found with some foreigners at a named company where they were about to engage in another suspicious transaction. He says the suspects are in lawful custody and will appear in court soon.
Jogo and Matuba are also linked to another matter related to suspected gold, which is currently under investigation, where the commission has seized 72 bars of suspected gold, 5 crystals suspected to be diamonds, and 1 Ford Ranger, 1 Toyota Mark X, and 2 Toyota Arion motor vehicles. In this particular matter, the duo was found with some foreigners at a named company where they were about to engage in another suspicious transaction. The suspects have since been placed in lawful custody and are expected to appear before a competent court soon.
And Mr. Tamba says the state has recorded a successful conviction in relation to 4 suspects involved in a case of possession of counterfeit currency valued at $230,000 in Mumba District, Central Province. He says the suspects, who were formally charged and arrested on 1st October 2025, were successfully prosecuted in collaboration with the National Prosecution Authority and other law enforcement agencies.
These convictions involved the following persons: Muhammad Hashimi, sentenced to 3 years, which is equivalent to 36 months imprisonment with hard labor; Eddie Saidi Marubucho, sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor; Rabson Siuruta, sentenced to 3 years imprisonment with hard labor; and Maria Namwinga, sentenced to 3 years simple imprisonment. All sentences are effective Wednesday, 1st October 2025.
Governance and human rights advocate Noah Chisewe has urged Zambians to prioritize unity and avoid comparisons to other countries' challenges. His comments come after former Secretary to the Cabinet, Dr. Leslie Mbula, warned that Zambia risks facing unrest similar to Tanzania's if leaders continue suppressing citizens' voices. But in an interview, Dr. Chisewe has emphasized that Zambia's environment is unique and that the country's peace should not be taken for granted. He explains that if there is a coup in another country, it does not mean Zambia will face the same, urging citizens to focus on the country's own stability and continue to promote unity even in times of change. He is calling for unity and self-focus in maintaining Zambia's hard-earned peace.
It's not easily patriotic to compare misfortunes in the neighborhood, comparing it to say Zambia may go the same way, because you know these are different environments. The environment in these countries are not the environment that Zambia is going through. And if there is a coup in another country, it's not logical to say Zambia may go the same way, because environments are just different. So maybe the only caution to citizens is that when we experience such things like what is happening in Tanzania, we simply stand firm to say let's remain united as a nation, because we are not ready to go in that same direction, and our environment is totally different.
The Zanaco Bank has declared its intent to issue a $100 million sustainability bond aimed at supporting green and social projects across the country. Speaking in Lusaka last evening, Zanaco Chief Executive Officer Mukwande Chiwesakunda said the planned bond will be released in two phases, beginning with a private placement of $50 million. Ms. Chiwesakunda said that the sustainability bond is designed to raise funds for projects that promote renewable energy, climate-smart infrastructure, sustainable agriculture, and the conservation of natural resources. She notes that through this initiative, Zanaco aims to contribute to Zambia's transition towards a greener and more climate-resilient economy. Ms. Chiwesakunda added that the bond is more than a financing tool, stressing that it represents a commitment to sustainable development and to communities most affected by the impact of climate change.
It is with great hope and determination that we hereby announce our intention to issue a bond, a powerful step in our commitment to a greener, more inclusive, and climate-resilient Zambia. This is in line with our brand promise of putting you first. Putting you first as our customers, our communities, our staff, and Zambia at the center of everything that we do. The $100 million bond will be issued initially through a private placement of $50 million. And it will be a sustainability bond supporting green and social projects.